Grace and peace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. And today's devotional, Arrows in the Quiver. Psalm 127:4 says, children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. Every warrior knows that arrows are not decorations. They are destiny tools. You don't collect them, you craft them. You don't display them, you deploy them. When God gives you children, natural or spiritual, He's not just giving you company, He's giving you commission. Each child represents a divine assignment sent through your bloodline to pierce the darkness of their generation. But here's the revelation. Arrows don't shape themselves. They require a steady hand, a patient craftsman, a consistent aim. That's parenting. That's mentorship. And of course, that's spiritual fatherhood and motherhood. The psalmist doesn't say children are jewels in a crown. He says they're arrows in a quiver. Jewels are for display, and arrows are for destiny. One spark of your faith can launch the entire future of your children. Raising arrows means sharpening them through truth, straightening them through correction, and steadying them through love. Psychology calls this process secure attachment. It's how children learn safely through consistency. When a child knows they're seen, that they're valued and loved, they develop resilience. That resilience becomes accuracy. And that accuracy happens when life releases them into their purpose. But here's a challenge. Arrows are meant to be released. Every parent will face that sacred tension. Oh, I know, I've been there, and it's hard. I'm still there. Wanting to protect your child forever while knowing you must prepare them for the world? You can't keep them in the quiver and still fulfill their calling. This is where faith becomes practical. Trust that that same God who helped you aim will also guide their flight. That same God who gave you the strength to pull back on that bow will also direct their path. When you've done your part, prayed over them, modeled integrity, and planted truth, you can release them into destiny without fear. Some of you may say, but Apostle, my arrows are already grown, and they're flying in the wrong direction. Beloved, even arrows that veer off course can still hit the mark when heaven redirects the wind. Keep praying, keep believing. The Holy Spirit knows how to recalibrate flight paths. In a world full of distractions, it's easy to raise children who are educated but not equipped, smart but spiritually starving. But you are called to raise kingdom arrows, those who love deeply, serve boldly, and carry the character of Christ into culture. Remember, the sharper the arrow, the further it flies. Your investment in their faith, identity, and discipline today determines their impact tomorrow. You're not raising followers of trends. You're raising trailblazers of truth. So I'm going to ask you to do something. Lay hands on your children. Say their names aloud. And declare, you are an arrow in the hand of the Lord. You will fly far, aim true, and hit heaven's target for your life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for trusting me with arrows from heaven. Give me wisdom to shape them with love, patience to continue to wait as much as I need to, and purpose to understand once they arrive at their destination. Help me release control and trust you with their destiny. Let every child, every son and daughter fulfill their calling, the calling you placed on their lives. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Folks, you're not just raising kids. You're releasing kingdom arrows. Be blessed and be encouraged.